This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I am a very, very suspicious person, as you know. That's why I think, I'm pretty darn sure that you are too, actually. I think that you're one of these kind of people that really, 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 really gets it. That really, really gets it about what is really, truly going on. So welcome to the show, like I said. And, you know, it is one of these banner news days, as usual. When does it ever stop is the question. It never does, because you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We bring you the truth. We are citizen journalists, first and foremost, here on Agenda 21 Radio. We started the citizen journalism thing, 19, I think goes back to the early 90s, yes. We started doing citizen journalism. And we're kind of like the orphans out there that said, hey, there's something wrong, especially when it came to mainstream media. This mainstream media thing and the beef against it has been going on for a long time. And, you know, if you're late to the party and you don't understand this whole citizen journalism thing, right now, most Americans are getting their news and information from Facebook. That's a fact. And Facebook is about to be dumped. I mean, really, truly it is. It's about to be dumped for other competitors out there. One of them is sponsoring the show. And I have to declare that. But they have a really good product, and it's called Right to Voice. Right to Voice. And it is the alternative to Facebook. It's the conservative alternative to Facebook. That's the way they couch it. And they have an interesting platform. It's remarkably similar in terms of behavior and the social media aspect of Facebook and the other social media, but you're decidedly going to get conservative views that are not going to be thwarted. I don't even think the liberal ones, except some of the nasty stuff, will probably be censored at some point in time. But I don't see the gross censorship. We're playing God holier than thou, and you can't say those things on our platform mentality, because politically we disbelieve, we don't believe in what you're saying. That is not going to be the case with Right to Voice, RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE. But the citizen journalist thing, I've talked about this before, and I want to keep on talking about it because it's more of a thank you and a shout out to all of the citizen journalists who have contributed to Agenda 21 Radio over the years, and we're really having a big impact now. Before, it was kind of, you know, we're kind of nebulous out there, and people, especially, we were being denounced over the years of the Obama time. But we always stayed on the air, and we always told the truth. And most of the truth-telling came, of course, from our citizen journalist. Yeah. And because, you know, I guess we citizen journalists were just kind of dumb stupid. We just, you know, the truth is just better for us than lying. See, the problem with lying, which is what happens in the mainstream media, is you have to remember which lie you told to whom and how many times you told it. And then when you're confronted with the truth about it, then you have to come up with another lie that's even more grandiose. Doesn't that just sort of sound like your liberal friends out there? You know, if you're losing on the facts, argue the lies, right? Which is what's happening right now. You're seeing the meltdown, literally, in the liberal sector, because they don't have the truth any longer. The truth is gone. And they're fighting, they're pushing back because Donald Trump is winning on so many different categories that these people, they don't have anything else. They don't have facts. They don't have the truth. And as a result, they've got big issues going forward. And they know that. That's why they're getting more and more desperate. They're getting louder. They got this election coming up, and it's not going to be pretty for them. Oh, no, it's, the red wave is here, and of course, they're going to do everything they possibly can. Now, it's kind of interesting, Donald Trump, he invites Putin to Washington. Shocking, I tell you, I can't stand it anymore. What is a guy to think when Putin, my goodness, Putin to Washington? That's a shock. I'm disgusted. I'm totally disgusted. Aren't you? You should be. That Donald J. Trump. Who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? Let's see. Well, maybe he thinks he's the president of the United States. He probably should want to assuage the fears of those people that are that have nuclear weapons like we do in the United States. There's another country that has just as many. It's called Russia. The former Soviet Union has stockpiles of nuclear weapons that can be used in trained upon us. Now, this is the kind of interesting thing. Why would we not want to make friends and make nice with a guy like that? I have no idea. Can anybody out there put their hand up in the air and say, can you help a brother out? Can you help us find out about these Russians? And do they have intentions to blow us up? And what? You know, we don't want to go back to the fear-mongering that we had in the old days of the Cold War. We just don't want to do that, guys. We just don't want to do that. And it's also an era in which a generation now, well over a generation, doesn't understand. They don't understand the Cold War mentality. Yet there's a lot of people, and this is the way it is. You got to put it in perspective. There's a lot of people in Russia who want to hearken back to the era of the Soviet Union. Okay? The Soviet Union was dissolved around them. And of course, here in the United States, there are those hardcore Cold Warriors who hate Russia because of the Cold War. So you still have these embattled entities, groups of people, that have harsh, very aggressively harsh feelings towards one another on both sides. And they're still in government, even their government. And Putin has to fight that group, and we have to fight the group here. And that's why you've seen in the mainstream media everybody hating, one of the reasons, hating on Russia, Russia, anything dealing with Russia, 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 they just go after, right? In the media and also surrounding Trump, surrounding the president, because the Cold War is not over for them yet on either side. Now, they got that element. Then you got the element of manipulation by oligarchs and billionaires around the world who want to, well, see, and especially in the case of the Islamic world, they want to see the demise of Russia. And they're like, just as soon conquer Russia. You know, cultural jihad. Got to remember, the Russians have been having their problems with Islam, right? I don't know why that would be. Hello? Like the rest of the world with radicalized Islam. They've been having the problems, just like we have. ISIS, anybody? See, this is the stuff that goes on. And, of course, many of the things, and especially in, and a lot of people might understand this in the United States, but if you go over there and travel Eastern Europe and so on, in Europe, you kind of get this whole mentality. The war is not over there yet in World War II. Millions lost their lives, guys. How would we be if 60, 70 years ago in this country, you know, there were 40, 50 million of us Americans had been killed? That would touch just everybody in the United States of America today. And you'd have some really harsh feelings about that. Look at what happened with the Civil War. Over 700,000 Americans died on both sides. There's still a lot of animus in places in the South and in the North. Right? That still resonates. The history still plays itself out. See, history has a way of continuing on in spite of the best efforts of some people to erase it. You know what I mean? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, well, right to voice. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. Elon Musk. Remember him? We talked about him in the last hour. What a dude. Elon has issues. There's no doubt about it. Elon has issues. We're not going to talk too much about Elon right now. We're going to get into other things. But I wanted to get into this business about Whoopi Goldberg. And Judge Jeanine, boy, she threw her off the show. Gosh, Whoopi, you're so evil. Evil. What's up with that? Why are you so evil, girlfriend? You don't have to be so nasty. And in a second, you're going to see what I'm saying. She's nasty, nasty, nasty. Absolutely nasty girl. Just to sort of let you know. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing in terms of little old Whoopi and how she treated Judge Jeanine. You know, Judge Jeanine comes on and she's hyping her book. Now, she's going to be on our radio show next Tuesday, the 24th. She'll be here about this hour, actually. Maybe second hour. I have to go check my book. I keep a book on who's going to be on the show and who's not, who's been naughty and who's been nice. One of those. It's not a Christmas book, but you get what I'm saying, though. You get what I'm saying, right? Right, brothers? Right, brothers? I know you are the right brothers and sisters out there. So we keep a book about who's going to be on and who's not. And she's definitely going to be on the radio show. So anyway, she's on the View. She's on The View, and she's hyping her book. And, of course, it's all about conservatives, right? And Whoopi takes exception, as do just about everybody else that's there on The View, because The View is the only Meghan McCain. Now, you know, Meghan McCain didn't make it on Fox for a number of different reasons. She kind of backed out of Fox when her dad had the issue with the eye thing. I'm going to be fair to Meghan, because I was really not a fan of Meghan McCain. Had nothing to do with her dad. Absolutely not. I felt she was, some of her opinions were a little bizarro out there, but listen, people aren't, I have people that don't like me. I get it. Okay. I get it. Sometimes I just rub them the wrong way or whatever, you know, or I'm too much tinfoil hat going on. This guy doesn't know what to talk about. I've had that kind of treatment. It's really funny. And then I've had the treatment when they come back and go, you know, a couple weeks ago, you said this, and I said that, and I really thought you were just a bozo, and blah, blah, blah. But God, you were right. You were always, and then after months and stuff, you were always right. How come you're always right? I get that all the time. And the first blush, you know. Okay, so I have to admit that even with me and Meghan McCain, I'm a little bromance going. No, no bromance. I'm just saying that. Am I cracking? I could be. So she's on The View, and I have seen her a couple of times in just the snippets, because I don't sit down and watch The View. And I've watched Meghan McCain in that environment with all those liberals. And I think it's because her dad is really kind of a closet case liberal. She understands closet case liberalism. You know what I mean? closeted liberals. She gets it. Like her dad's a closeted liberal. It's clear he's not a conservative Republican. Of course not. Just ask Sarah Palin about that. You'd know in a heartbeat what's going on there. Okay, so she gets along well with people on The View, yet she has an ability to be very, very strong on conservative issues in front of these folks, and they just kind of sit there and take it. And it's really weird. So she's obviously found a conservative niche on The View for Meghan McCain. Now that, I think, is a fair analysis. Doesn't mean I love Meghan McCain. No. It just means I think she's found a spot, and I think she's doing a pretty good job of it. God, I can't believe I said that. Okay, I've come around, okay? I can come around. It's okay. Listen, it's okay. I'll be on. You know, I'm trying to be honest and fair to Meghan McCain. So she kind of sticks up yesterday. And now, listen, we're not going to be able to play the whole. Maybe I'll play some of it right now. I'll kind of tease you out there, and we'll come back to it. But Meghan McCain, I think, does a very, very good job. And you're not going to hear much of her in this interaction, but I watched the whole clip as it came out, and I was really very pleased with Meghan McCain's performance, basically. I want to say that. She stepped in a couple times, and the way she talked to the other host, especially like Whoopi, who I just have absolutely no respect for now. And based upon what I saw with this whole exchange that was going on, here we go. We're going to see if this is playing for us.
Democrats and Republicans.
This is Meghan McCain.
But he still has people in his corner, like our next guest. Please welcome author of the new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Hi. Nice to see you again. We worked together at Fox for a long time. So you were on the short list to be a Supreme Court pick. Even Don Jr. tweeted, quote, that would be pretty awesome. Did the president ever speak to you about being on the Supreme Court?
Well, I speak to the president quite often, but there was no discussion about me being on the Supreme Court. And I think that's what he means by fake news. It's on the front page of a New York City, one of the biggest newspapers. Look, I've been a judge. I was an elected county judge. I mean, I love it. It's not the most exciting job in the world, but no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what about the rumor that you've lobbied to take over Jeff Sessions' job as an attorney general? You said you just speak to the president all the time.
I do.
Have you spoken to him about that?
I've known the president for 30 years, and I've spoken to him quite a lot over the last 30 years.
But how about that? To be honest,
look, we talk about a lot of things, and I actually...
But how about, about the attorney general?
I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do when I go to the Oval Office or I speak to the president, I don't say anything different from what I say on my show, Justice, on Saturday nights. And that is that it is
that
time that
Meghan
there are
McCain.
Consequences for some of the things that are going on in Washington. Look, I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I've run for office 5 times. Mm-hmm. I believe in consequences. And when people violate the law, there needs to be consequences. Mm-hmm. And we're not seeing that in Washington. We're not seeing people made accountable for what they've done. So to answer your question directly, I have spoken to him, not about getting the job, okay. No, but about having someone in that job. I don't care who it is, as long as it's an attorney general who's not in a closet hiding somewhere, who 24 hours after he took the job said, I'm not going to do anything with respect to the election, and that's all we've been talking about for a year and a half.
Would you take the job?
I haven't been offered the job.
Okay.
That's not a no.
That's not a no.
Well, let's talk a little about Russia. He met with Putin in Helsinki. A lot of folks, Democrats and Republicans, agree it was probably not the best idea because it kind of undermines our country. What do you think?
Not the best idea, Whoopi? Come on. Every president in the last 75 years has met with the head of the Kremlin. And I think the most important thing to take back from this meeting mm-hmm. is the fact that Russia and the United States have more nuclear power than the rest of the world. It's important, and I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said, one of the ways to win is to make an enemy a friend. I'm not saying they should be friends, but what I'm saying is this.
Uh-huh.
We come out of that meeting.
Uh-huh.
We are arming the people in the Ukraine, $70 billion worth of arms, while Barack Obama stood by and let Russia go in. Let me finish.
Crimea was annexed.
Uh-huh. And as a result of the annexing of Crimea, we have thrown out Russian officials and nationalists. We've closed consulates. We are also in the United States making sure that with respect to Russia, if had Obama done anything about that red line...
Well, you know, she mentioned Obama to Whoopi. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Whoopi Goldberg and Judge Jeanine. Kind of an interesting little clip. Judge Jeanine was thrown off. Well, I wouldn't say she's thrown off. She was rudely let go on The View yesterday. And I find it very, very interesting, the attitude of Whoopi Goldberg. But this is a liberal hater, and she's really... it's really sad, you know. Why do they put a talent like her out there to be such a hater is always a big question. You know, you just have those kind of notions. But anyway, we're going to get back into it. Now, we've gone through an explanation here by Judge Jeanine about what went on with the Russian what's been going on with the Russian investigation, nothing being done, and about Trump and what he's done to try and stop Putin, all the different things. But no one's mentioning that. Of course, Whoopi's not mentioning any of that stuff. She's complaining about, of course, this meeting and how bad it was. And in Whoopi's opinion, you know, like, you know, this is the thing about Whoopi and her idea. Does Whoopi have the responsibility of 300 million Americans in keeping them safe? No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Something to remember. Now, I believe that Donald Trump is my servant. I am not his. Okay, that's a basis that I have. And I can respect her notion if she thinks that Donald Trump is her servant too. Everybody should. But he also has a responsibility. So the sense of responsibility sometimes overrides, and you know, you should be happy that he's serving you in this capacity to protect you. That's part of our job, is when they're doing something right, we can agree with it. When they're doing something wrong, we can disagree with it. We can criticize. But on the notion of whether or not he's protecting us in trying to meet with the other team, which is what all other presidents have done to make sure that we don't have this mutually assured destruction business going on, is something that, well, I mean, I welcome the dialogue, but it gets a little bit worse than that. And this is where I think we're going over the top with a lot of these things.
Fine. We
he opens
be...
up an investigation
Wait, let me,
into
let me
Russian
finish. Let me
collusion.
Finish, finish, I came finish. Here. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Okay. That but for mm-hmm. Obama drawing the line in the red sand and doing mm-hmm. nothing about a red line in the mm-hmm. sand, we wouldn't have killed hundreds of Russians who were over there.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. So you're all for people meeting and having conversations. That's what I'm hearing
you say. Well, that's precedent.
Okay. Then how did you feel when Obama met with, I don't know, name somebody who...
Castro.
Castro or met
Raul
with...
Castro.
Yeah. Were you comfortable with that?
I have a problem with people talking. That's one of the things that we need now. Uh-huh. We need people to talk.
Okay.
People who ostensibly hate each other. It's time we sat down and had
now.
Discussions.
Oh, wait,
but
I'm so
wait,
glad.
Can I just... One thing that jumped out at me is you said there should be consequences for laws. My understanding of the annexing of Crimea was that it was an international agreement that they could not go into Crimea. So those were consequences, and that means we won't sit down at a table. We will push back on you, Russia.
Okay.
And that's, so I'm just curious if that's...
And what did Barack Obama do?
It doesn't matter, Janine.
Legitimate question,
huh? Obama is no longer president. How much longer are we going to be rehashing this?
Okay, so I'm going to stop it here because I want to get to this point. You see, now they're using the argument that Obama is no longer the president. It's on Trump. And so, in other words, Obama's screw-ups are Trump's responsibility. And that's okay. If that's the case, Trump's going to fix it. Right? And if you don't like the fix, too bad. But that's he's going to fix it. So I don't know what the argument here on their part gets to be a little bit crazy. And you'll hear this. It just gets hysterical.
We want to hear what everybody has to say. We want to hear what everybody has to say, so let's not talk over each other.
You're saying is accurate, though, which is why a lot of people had a problem. You're right. International law was broken, and then President mm-hmm. Obama did nothing. So you are correct in that aspect.
But how about the fact that
part of the reason why we're in the place that we are now.
President Obama opened up...
Okay, so that's Meghan McCain chiming in to straighten out the girls, the sisters.
An investigation into Russian meddling, and this president fired James Comey, the person that was conducting the investigation. So what about that?
What about that? Okay, I'm glad you asked that question.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now.
See, the snippet business, very immature on this other girl's. I don't know, you know this. She's, you know, pretty immature.
One of the problems with meddling and this whole Russian investigation is there are two issues. Number one, was there meddling? Everybody agrees there was meddling. Donald Trump agrees there was meddling. Although Barack Obama said about a month before the election, there's no way anyone could meddle in the election. There
right.
can't
and
be
so,
a rigged election.
And that's the truth. Let's see how they take it.
Do remember that your friend also was made aware of the meddling. He was aware.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know that's not what you're saying, but I'm okay. adding to what you're putting out.
Okay. Okay. So,
And that's a recent revelation that he was made aware of the meddling. And by the way, he was made aware of so much of the meddling that he realized he was being listened to. This is before the before he was sworn in. He moved from Trump Towers by Comey. Little problem there, right? Whoopee.
Second part of the Russian investigation is what I write my book about.
Yes.
And that is when individuals in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, mm-hmm. get together and tee up a fake investigation with a fake dossier paid for by a woman running for president.
Now, they're going to say it's not fake here in a minute.
That the DOJ, the FBI take to
paid
a FISA.
Paid for by Republicans first.
No.
The dossier generated from an initial Republican candidate for president that was dropped. It was dropped. And it was picked up by the Clintons later on.
It was paid for by the DNC.
And the DNC paid for it after it was originally dropped. And I think it was Ted Cruz, or it may have been Rand Paul.
Paid for by the Republicans first.
See, it's Republicans. See, this is how they're trying to change the narrative here. Let's see how well she does to keep it back on track with the narrative.
Paid for by Republicans first.
I wonder what Republican that was. Do you know?
Paid for by Republicans.
It's been referred, actually. It was a donor to one of his primary opponents.
I'll finish this. So then they take it to a court, and the court then issues a warrant to spy on Americans. Now, if you're not offended by that, whether you're Republican or Democrat, Lady Justice is supposed to be blind, and the evidence is made clear from the email text messages from the top FBI counterintelligence guy. We're going to stop him. It's not going to happen. We'll get an insurance policy. The insurance policy is Russia collusion. 19 months later, we don't have anything. So when the president...
They completely ignore the fact there's no evidence of collusion 18 months later.
Recognizes there's meddling, but you can't blame him for saying, you guys have made all of this up. You've been investigating me for 19 months. Come up with something. Benghazi went on over three years. Four people died in Benghazi.
It's
nice to have people to not yell at me so much. We'll have more with Judge Ginny and Pirro when we come back.
Yeah, there's another segment. I'm not going to play it, though. I think we're you're getting the drift here. Meghan McCain jumped in at the right time there, and they're going to go to a break, of course. And she, they seem to really respond to Meghan McCain, and she gets her points in. So she's found a home, I guess you can say. She was at Fox News and then didn't quite get it over there. And now she's over there at The View, and she seems to be hanging in there. She's on the opposite side of the table as Whoopi, though. But this is the business. You can see them poking different narratives at different times. You know, you heard the one girl make the comment that the investigation was going on for 3 years. Right. All under Obama. And he did nothing about it. Well, there's more of that investigation, of course, than you got the Hillary Rodham. I mean, that's another avenue to travel. Anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, write to voice, write to voice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. You know, Russia and the United States control 90% of the nuclear weapons in the world. And getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
All right. The president says that before, and he said it in the past, and he said it again last night. Tucker did his interview a couple of days ago when he was over in Finland.
That's right. Right after the press conference, Tucker got a one-on-one with him. So did Sean Hannity. So we aired one the first night and then one last night. Let's bring in Tommy Lahren. She's out in California, I assume, which is where she lives. Great to see you this morning. Thanks for waking up super early. What do you think, Tommy, about...
Of course, good to see you.
Thank you. What do you think about the president's comments and the way the media treated him?
Well, there were many on the left and, of course, some of our favorite Never Trumpers who were upset about this press conference before it even began because they will use any excuse to be outraged at this president for doing exactly what he said he was going to do, which was try to repair relations with Russia. And beyond that... This investigation, this endless investigation, has been going on for far too long, and there's been no evidence of collusion. This president is fed up, as are most of the American people. If there's evidence of collusion with Russia, we would like to see it. If not, stop wasting our time, because the candidates that the Democrats wanted to win did not win in 2016. Let's move on. This president is fed up. I'm fed up. I'm sure everyone watching is fed up with us at this point.
Right. Well, Tommy, the rhetoric from the left regarding what he said, and he said he misspoke.
spoke yesterday when he clarified yesterday in the Roosevelt Room. But the rhetoric from the left has been really hyperbolic. I mean, some people said that what he said was worse than 9/11, worse than Kristallnacht, worse than Pearl Harbor, that he's a traitor and it's treason. It's a complete Trump derangement syndrome example of sometimes it happens like that on the left.
Oh, these are the final stages of Trump derangement syndrome, and you're going to see it more and more as we head into midterms. But again, I will have folks look at this, and I'll have them ask the Democrats, many of the never-Trumpers, and of course, many in the mainstream media, do you want this president to wage war against Russia because Hillary Clinton lost the election? It's a very simple question, because if you look at the outrage, the selective outrage, I might add, from the left, it would almost seem as if that is what they want. So that is my question to them. Moving forward, what would you have this president do? Would you like him to work towards diplomacy and world peace, or would you like him to be aggressive towards Russia because Hillary Clinton lost the election? Very simple.
Right. And let's just look at the results. The tax cut was only for the rich, really. Look at the economy. You can't argue with that. North Korea, well, it was all falling apart. Talks aren't going well. Yesterday, we got the remains, I understand, of 50 Korean war veterans. So that is on track, plus a letter back and forth. And now we have an understanding that if the Russia deal comes forward, we're going to have a series of consistent meetings with higher-ups in Russia for the most contentious issue in the world right now. So the results and the anger will subside if the results are different and they are turning out the way the president says.
Do you think the Democrats want this president to have any victories? Because I haven't seen one indication of that thus far into this presidency. All those things that you mentioned, all the accomplishments, it almost seems that the Democrats are rooting against this president and therefore rooting against this country. This issue is no different.
All right. Tommy, let's switch gears. There's a 28-year-old political newcomer. She's a socialist.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. I played that. We played portions of this before. But I wanted you to get the feel for coming off the Whoopi Goldberg thing, putting things into perspective in a different forum. And, of course, Tommy Lahren does a very good job of that. I think we're all tired of the Russian investigation, which there's no there. There's, you know, the thing about these investigations is that they oftentimes lead to ham sandwich convictions, right? Or indictments, anyway. And we've seen a whole bunch of those. And what that comes from is, of course, the ancillary things. And you know, you have the full force of the government of the United States investigating you. They're probably going to find a crime they can make up, I suspect. And, of course, that's exactly what's happened in a lot of these cases. Crimes that are perceived or potential crimes that go all the way back to, 2006, 1999. I mean, come on. That's what they have. And, of course, this is the bad thing about all this stuff is that this is not good for the United States of America when you have these kind of people poking around. In John Q. Public's domain, this doesn't make people feel comfortable with their federal government, and as they should not be, because what we have really is still the holdouts, the holdovers, and a deep ensconced and entrenched bureaucracy in the federal government. It's probably not going to go away anytime soon, no matter how deep the cuts are and no matter how deep the penetration gets with Donald Trump. It's just not going to go away soon enough, but it's just not going to go away. That's, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's what my perception is. Got a report here now, new thing. We got just a few minutes yet. Yeah, that duck boat thing. I want to get back into that. Capsizing in Missouri. I saw some of the footage of that and heavy waves. Anyway, so this is what we get about report out. Ecuador to hand over Assange to the United Kingdom in coming weeks or days. What do you think of that? That's going to be kind of an interesting little thing, isn't it? Ecuador to hand over Assange. Julian, I got a minute here I can do. Ecuador to hand over Julian. This is from RT. Ecuador is ready to hand over the WikiLeaks founder to the UK in coming weeks or even days, RT editor-in-chief Margarita Simonian said, citing her own sources, as prospects of his eviction from the embassy are back in the media. My sources tell Assange will be handed over to Britain in the coming weeks. Or even days, Simonian wrote. in a recent tweet, which was reposted by WikiLeaks. Like never before, I wish my sources were wrong, she continued. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Bookmaker increases chances of impeachment. This is a tidy little one to clean up on, right? This is The Hill. Bookmaker increases chance of Trump being impeached after Putin summit. Really? Really? The chances of President Trump, by the way, his approval ratings haven't changed. He's still at 44%. Just thought I'd, I mean, after all the outcry, I'm just saying his approval rate, can we do it? I'll do Rasmussen. We'll pull up Rasmussen in the next hour just to kind of tell you. 44% is what it was yesterday. So let's see what it is today. Maybe it hasn't dropped precipitously as they would think. In fact, when you take, I guess, when you take the other, when you take a look at Republicans, of course, is he's going meteoric. I think this whole thing is playing out nicely for Trump, actually. And the other thing, too, is it's certainly outing a lot of Republicans that wish they hadn't said anything bad about him last week at this time. Or, excuse me, Monday, Tuesday of this week. What is it going to be like for them going ahead in the future? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.